You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In February 2011, Sam Davis was just a few months away from graduating from Powderville High School. 8 years later, he will be putting on his tuxedo for Sunday night's Oscars. That's because the mid-Michigan native photographed and edited a film that's nominated for an Academy Award. It's called Period, End of Sentence. This short documentary takes us to a small rural Indian village where women and girls face hardships surrounding menstruation. They have no access to feminine hygiene products so readily available to women elsewhere. Sam Davis is here with us now. Sam, welcome.
Thank you so much, and thank you for that intro.
What was that moment like, and when you discovered we were nominated? Did you have any reason to think that would happen?
It was an incredible moment. We all gathered around at 5 in the morning because they announced the nominees at 8 a.m. Eastern time. So everyone was half asleep. But yeah, it was a moment I'll never forget for sure.
And then since then, what has it been like in these weeks since the Oscar nominations came out leading up to Sunday night?
It's been incredible. You know, it's a campaign, and in a lot of ways, it's similar to a political campaign. You know, you're meeting Academy members and voters, and it's kind of a full-time whirlwind of publicity and events since nominations came out.
Sam, what led you and the team to this story of how installing a machine to make sanitary pads changed the lives of women and girls in this village?
Yeah, so the groundwork for the project was laid by an English teacher in Los Angeles named Melissa Burton, who, with her class, through this status on the Commission of Women at the United Nations, discovered that women in developing countries like India were dropping out of school when they got their periods. And there's an organization at that school in Los Angeles called Girls Learn International. And they sort of made it their mission to do something to change that. And they thought, what better way to get the word out than to make a documentary?
Every day around the world, girls my age face barriers to receiving an education.
Poverty, violence, and cultural norms are key reasons.
But did you know that in many countries, including our own, girls miss school for another reason? Menstruation.
Now, tell us who the director is.
So the director is Rekha Zatabji, who's also my girlfriend, and we went to school together. We met at USC School of Cinematic Arts in 2014, and we've worked together on pretty much every project since then.
So we have a woman who's a director, but there you were, yep, a man behind that camera. How did that work?
I think the thing that saved me was our subjects knew that I couldn't speak Hindi. So, you know, it was difficult enough to have these women open up about a topic that they've never talked about in their entire lives to anyone. So, you know, that was a question going into it, was if my presence in the room would make them even more nervous to talk about something so taboo. And fortunately, it kind of became more of an icebreaker, I think, than anything, because, you know, we would tell them that I couldn't understand anything they were saying anyway. And it usually led to some laughs.
I went to your website, to samdavisdp.com, and I have to say, your demo reel is striking. You have this gorgeous way of using light in your shots. And it got me wondering, how and when did you begin to be drawn first to photography and then to editing?
My first exposure to anything official in the film industry was in 2012, right when I graduated from Powderville High School. That was the height of Michigan's film incentive. And there was a movie that was shooting in Ann Arbor, and I got to intern as a camera PA, and it was kind of at that point where I realized that that's really what I wanted to do.
So you started your career when the Michigan film industry was kind of growing because of the now defunct Film Incentive Program.
Definitely, and you can imagine, for a kid who grew up dreaming of becoming a filmmaker, it was a really exciting time for being an aspiring filmmaker in Michigan with all these productions, you know, right down the street. The Batman movie was shooting, and it was incredible to see all these productions coming to my home state. And I still, to this day, credit a lot of the opportunities that I've had to that very first experience of mine, which was working as a production assistant on a movie called Love and Honor in Ann Arbor.
You wouldn't be probably going to the Oscars so very few years after graduating from high school, to be honest.
That's actually true, because quite literally, the co-writer and producer of that movie sort of took me under his wing. And fast forward 5 years, and he's the producer of the documentary that is nominated. So I ended up making a movie with the producer of the first movie I ever PA'd on, which is pretty cool.
Pretty cool way to close that circle. And I know you're actually intending to shoot a feature film in Potterville?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I'm developing a project called Cents, C-E-N-T-S, like multiple pennies, that's based on the 2002 Potterville, Michigan train derailment. This was pretty much the first time anyone had ever heard of my hometown. It made national headlines, and there's a train that was carrying liquid propane and sulfuric acid, and it derailed, and it forced this week-long citywide evacuation in Potterville, because if it had sparked, it would have been like a mushroom cloud situation and potentially wiped out a good part of my hometown. So the story, it's a feature film, and it's a coming-of-age story about a kid who thinks he caused that train derailment, and the whole town evacuates, and he has to stay behind and sort of grow up on his own in my abandoned hometown. So it's historical nonfiction, and it's a film that I wrote, and it'll be my first feature as a director.
Well, that is definitely a story that I would like to see on a screen. And Sam Davis, who grew up in Potterville in mid-Michigan, the photographer and editor on the Oscar-nominated short documentary, Period, End of Sentence. Thanks, Sam, for your time, and good luck at the Oscars.
Thank you so much.